Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or simply hoping to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. Today we're going to talk about opportunities and how important it is that we never let an opportunity to pass us by.
You've posted this, right?
The link is in the show notes. Yeah.
The check is in the mail and the link is in the show notes.
I like the pictures.
This is an odd article.
Yeah?
This is a strange read.
Tell me what you thought was strange about it.
First of all, I don't know what a hack is. I had to ask the syllabus to my right what a hack is.
Yeah.
Because I think hacking into a computer.
Right.
But that's not what this hack means, right?
Well, it's like a shortcut. It's like a easy way to get or accomplish something or to change something.
Right. And so the title is, this is a super quick hack. Never let an opportunity pass you by.
Yeah.
Intriguing title.
Yeah.
A super quick hack. And I thought, what in the world is this about? Mm-hmm. Then I read it and I thought, this is strange.
Yeah.
At one point in the article, he says, you're going to look like a psycho if you do this.
Right.
And I thought, well, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Let me read some more.
Yeah. So, well, he says you may look like a psycho, but it's worth it.
But it's worth it. And so let's see what he talked. What's he talking about when he says it's worth it?
Okay. Well, the idea here is that, and he starts out with a, how he comes up with these ideas, and he has all these, things to solve problems and everything. And like many people, there are times when we have these great ideas and have these great, and we don't take them.
That's right. These ideas hit inspiration. Mm-hmm. They're like, right. I always call it right hemisphere flashes of inspiration.
Right.
It made me think of that movie DOA with Michael Keaton.
Oh, yeah.
Where he would videotape, mm-hmm. He would tape his ideas.
Yeah.
He had a little tape recorder in his car because mm-hmm. they bring the bodies into the morgue.
Yeah.
That was his job, picking up dead bodies. And whenever he had a brilliant idea, he would record it on this handheld recorder. It made me think of that because that's what he's saying. When these ideas strike, and this is the odd part about this article, what he's arguing here is when these ideas hit, it's almost stop what you're doing and mm-hmm. take action.
Right.
How do you do that? I'm thinking, I'm in the middle of the day and I get it. I can't put things off. I can't stop what I'm doing.
Right.
That's what he's advocating.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that it is a very interesting idea because I think that there's definitely some pros and some cons.
Right.
Because, he used some examples. He says, yesterday I thought that joining the gym could help and I signed up within 30 minutes.
Now, if you're out mowing the lawn
mm-hmm.
and you decide that more exercise would be a good idea,
mm-hmm.
you can turn off the lawnmower and go into the house. You don't have to finish the lawn.
Right.
Okay. You can stop and go in and join the gym. Okay.
Yeah.
But if you're in the middle of a work day, how do you do that?
Right.
Right.
Right. Well, you can surf the net while you're at work but
we can't. The work that we do, we can't stop in the middle of an interview.
Hold that thought
just a minute. Right back.
Let me go join the gym real quick. But you're right. And I think that while that's one issue, the other issue that came to my mind and that I was concerned about is the idea that because then we're just working off impulse.
Well, that's the other thing that bothered me a little bit about mm-hmm. this, because I'm guilty of this. I'm mm-hmm. certainly guilty of what he's saying that we do.
Mm-hmm.
And that is that you get an idea and you say, that sounds like a good idea. Let me think about it for a while. And what happens, two things happen. Number one is you forget the idea.
Right.
How many times has that happened? Where you say, mm-hmm. I was thinking about it. Can't remember what it was now. So the opportunity's lost. Because you didn't take action when you were thinking about it. So he says, I don't trust myself to remember mm-hmm. these brilliant ideas, so I want to take action right now. But the other thing that happens is, if you do think about it, you may come up with reasons not to do it.
Right.
And he's saying there's a danger in that.
Mm-hmm.
He said, if it sounds like a good idea, act on it.
Right.
You can always stop or abort it later.
Right.
But at least you've taken action and you get started.
Yeah. I think that there are potentially, I guess I could say, people in the world where that is great advice. Because there are people who are, you know, less motivated or less active. You know, they don't move forward very much. But those of us who have a tinge towards impulsivity, and, you know, we joke a lot here in the office about ideas. You know, got an idea. And
I hate those words. When you come in and say, I've got a new idea, I think, okay, what's that going to translate into?
Wait, you hate that idea? That?
I hate when you say that because that means I'm going to have to do some more. I'm going to have to do more work.
I don't... We'll talk about this in session.
It's from the perspective of an indentured servant.
But if every idea, if we pounced on it...
Right.
And began every idea and started moving it forward... I can think of a lot of negative consequences for that.
No, I do agree with him that if you're sitting on the sofa and you're saying, God, I've really got to lose this gut.
Right.
Okay, I've got to join a gym. Mm-hmm. I have got to do something. Then do it.
Right.
Okay, if it's buy a pair of running shoes, go join the gym. Get up off the sofa and go do it.
Right.
If you're in mid-stride, if you're in mid, you know, you're already engaged in something, you may have to put it off for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So I think in that regard, it's good advice that from now on, I'm going to do this, or from now on, I'm going to do that. I think it's a good idea for me to go to bed earlier. Start it that day.
Right.
Somebody said to me, it was over, I have to stop eating. I need to eat less at night. Okay.
Right.
And so I decided last week that I would do that. Well, this happens to be a major religious... We just went through a major religious holiday, and somebody said, well, no, you should wait until after Easter to do that. Because, and I said, no, I decided that day. I decided on Thursday that I would do that, and I'm not going to wait until the following Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah.
So in that regard, it's good advice.
Yeah, we talked about that for the first of the year.
That's right.
You know, you can start a New Year's resolution in November if you want.
That's right. But you don't have to wait until January 1st.
Because if you want to make the change, start making the change.
Make the change. So that part of this, I agree with.
I think that... I think that where it comes, where it begins to falter a little bit is with some of the more impulsive ideas, more impulsive problems. Like, you know, in yesterday's podcast, we talked about embracing your life's journey.
Right.
And, you know, if you know that, if you find something, you're like, man, this is it. This is what I need to be doing. This is, I think this is great advice.
Right.
Yes, jump on that. Start today. Start right now. In other circumstances, you know, if you decide, you know what, I should become a vegetarian. And so then you go home and throw out $300, you know, hundreds of dollars worth of meat. And, you know, it's like, and then the next day you're like, man, this is terrible. I got to go back to the grocery store.
I've always wanted a BMW. By golly, I'm going to go out and buy one today.
Right.
You know, or, you know, be careful about your impulse control.
Right.
You know, there is some benefit in but we're not talking I mean, I hope he's not talking about those kind of decisions.
Now I really like one piece of advice that he had in here, and that is, you know, never move on until you've taken the next step. And I think that I think that's fantastic advice, because what happens is we get started with things and we're like, okay, so I got this done. Now I'm going to put this over here to the side, and I'm going to get started with these other things that I got to do. And he's saying, no, if you got this done, but this is, you know, this is your big goal, go ahead and have an idea of what the next step is. Start to take that next step before you shift to something else. Because if you, again, we talked about success yesterday. If you've succeeded in accomplishing that goal, whatever that goal was for the day, it's done.
Right.
Now you're going to move on to these other things. If momentum hasn't maintained with your goal, then you're not going. It's going to be more difficult for you to come back to it later, because there's nothing unfinished.
Right. And you lose energy.
Right.
The other point that he makes is you have to do these things when you have the energy to do them.
Mm-hmm.
I've been thinking about reducing my food intake at the end of the day. For weeks, I've talked to you about it.
Right.
For weeks, when I finally had the energy to do it, that's when I had to do it. Because had I waited, number one, I would have forgotten.
Right.
I would have just done what I normally do.
Right.
And number two, the energy goes out of it.
Right.
And he's saying, take action while you have the energy to do it.
Absolutely.
And that's when you first, when the idea first hits, mm-hmm. is when you have the most energy.
Yeah.
So take advantage of that energy.
Right.
Take action.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So.
Good advice.
I think so. Yeah. I think so. Just don't go buy a BMW today.
I think that's.
I mean, if you've researched it and everything, go buy a BMW. Yeah. If you're set for that. But otherwise, you know, don't go buy one today.
No, don't. Don't make that kind of decision on impulse. But there are many, most of the decisions we make, don't quit your job, that sort of stuff. But most other decisions, I think it's good advice.
Right. Yeah. Like in that, quitting your job, that's a great example.
Yeah.
You know, if you're like, I really need a new job, that doesn't mean go quit your job today.
No. Go find another one.
That's the action that you take right now.
That's right. Take a positive step.
Right.
You need to find another job, then you can quit this one.
Right.
So the action step is go find another job.
Right.
You know, get off the phone and get off the Facebook and go find a job.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So, man, that was harsh towards Facebook.
Well, you know what I meant.
I know what you meant.
Don't be wasting time.
I thought that you were like jumping on the bandwagon where everybody's deleting Facebook and all that kind of stuff.
I heard that. Yeah. Somebody said that. I'm not a big user, as you know. People keep saying that, you know, you need to get off Facebook, and I'm not on Facebook that much, so it didn't apply to me.
Yeah. So, all right, that is it for today. Until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid. Thanks for sharing this episode of the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast. Be sure to check out the show notes for links to follow us on Twitter and subscribe to our YouTube channel, where you will find all of our previous podcasts and much more. We would be honored if you would become a patron through patreon.com, where any donation you can manage will go to the development and creation of more content. Just visit patreon.com/themental breakdown for more information. Thanks again for listening. Have an awesome day, and we look forward to being back in your feed tomorrow morning. Thank you.